Teresa Perez came to the United States from Cuba legally through a visa lottery. But that wasn't the only way her family tried to get here.
I remember at 6, 7, 8 years old, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, putting 3 or 4 layers of clothing, going to this place with like 2 or 3 plastic bags of whatever food you could find, you know, whatever you had in there, and then going there, being there until 3, 4 in the morning.
She and her family would wait on a Cuban beach for boats that never came. The men Perez's father paid thousands of dollars to get them to the U.S. never showed up. But if the boats had come and her family had survived the journey, they would have been allowed to stay in the U.S. That wet foot, dry foot policy, which dates back to the mid-90s, is over as of last week. Perez still has family members in Cuba who want to immigrate.
I understand that there's other countries, that there are other nationalities that don't have the same benefit.
But still, she says she and many of her loved ones are grateful for the special treatment Cuban immigrants have received. Perez says she's cautiously optimistic about the longer process of normalizing the relationship between Cuba and the U.S.
It's made us hopeful, but at the same time, in the back of our minds, we're like, is it for real? Is this going to change in a couple of months?
Either way, Perez says she doesn't think the changes will stop more Cubans from trying to come here. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.